Welcome to the Inspired Living Podcast Show, my friends. I'm ready. Are you ready? It's time to turn up the dial on your inspiration, your happiness, your fulfillment, and your confidence. It's time to rise up, my friends. If you want to experience more freedom and passion and live fully alive, have more fun, and squeeze every ounce out of life's possibilities, then it's time to take the leap and join your host, Shelly Marenka. Welcome to the Inspired Living Podcast Show. Here we go. All right, folks. Welcome to Wednesday Night Live in Women Wanting More and all over the world. This is Shelly Marenka with Inspired Living, and I am here to inspire you, to fire you up, and to help you live your fullest potential. And this is the first of a series in Wednesday Night Live where we are going to talk all about wellness. We're going to talk about your health and your transformation. So here's my question. What's it going to take for you to reignite your health and your wellness? What's it going to take for you to feel better, to have more energy, to have more joy and confidence in your life, right? Aren't those great questions to ask? I try to ask myself those every morning when I wake up, right? So what is it going to take for me to feel better? And then I go and do that. And what's it going to take for me to have more energy? Well, what I'm going to do to make me feel better is also going to help give me more energy. And what's it going to take for me to have joy and more confidence in my life? That's about feeling great, feeling, you know, powerful, stepping into my potential. And how do I do that? By establishing that foundation of wellness. We all need to take care of ourselves. Oh my goodness, we know that more than ever now with the circumstances that we've been living in, right? So my question to you is, how have you been doing? Have you been taking care of yourself? Have you made it a priority, right? I mean, if not now, then when? And I am here to encourage you and support you, my friend, so that you can have the tools and develop a strategy and hopefully be inspired to do this one thing, right? And what's it going to take to feel better? Well, for me, I can tell you, it was all about making a decision, doing that one thing. It's all about making a decision, really, about anything. If we decide that we want to be healthy and we want to feel better, we want to lose weight, we want to engage in activity and fitness and exercise and all that, right? It starts with one thing, and that's what I always say. I mean, I work with clients all the time, and I ask them, are you ready to make that decision? Are you excited and committed? Because I can't make that decision for you, but you can make that decision for you, right? And so allowing you to have more in your life, right? More of what you want in your life is totally up to you. And here's the thing. Oftentimes we feel guilty about wanting more in our life, right? It's like, it'll make us feel, you know, having wanting more is like, well, wait a minute, don't you have enough? Aren't you appreciating where your life is right now and all the blessings that you have? That's not the point. Wanting more, I'm not talking about materialism or stuff out there. I'm talking about what's more that we can create in here so that we can have more out there and give more and be more, right? So it's all about more. That's why it's Women Wanting More, right? And if you haven't joined our group, you can find us on Facebook. Just put in the search bar, Women Wanting More. We're a private Facebook community, and we want you in there if you're someone who wants more out of life and is ready to seize it. Carpe diem from the moment you get up, all right? So wanting more also might make us feel a little bit selfish that we want more in our life. But the truth is, what is life for if we're not able to live fully alive and fulfill our heart's desires and our dreams, right? We get out of bed and we either leave our dreams with our sleep and in our bed, or we pull up our bootstraps and we fully engage our dreams and we go after them and we chase them down and we make them happen, right? And so what is life if we're not doing more, giving more, and getting more? And you can turn your entire life in the direction that you want. And this, my friend, is totally up to you. Like, I can't do that for you, but I have done this myself, course corrected throughout my whole life. And 7 years ago, I took a huge course correction because I wanted the direction of my life to go in a different way. I wanted more quality in my life. So I was asking myself, where am I now? So maybe you want to ask yourself, if it's all about wellness, and that's what we're talking about in this series for the next upcoming weeks on Wednesday Night Live, what is it that you want more of? And so we start with, where are you right now? Okay, and where do you want to be? And then you ask yourself, how are you going to get yourself there, right? Are you going to be able to do that alone? Are you going to be able to do that on your own? And that's why we have these powerful groups, is because we are supportive of one another and we help one another, okay? Maybe all of the goals aren't the same, and that's okay. We're all striving to go in one direction, and it's not back there, right? It's forward. So have you ever started something and you've gotten really excited and fired up, and then you get discouraged, right? Because you didn't make it, you missed the mark, right? The arrow didn't get shot right in the center, it was a little off, and you were really excited, but you got discouraged really easily, and it could have been by something someone said. It could have been, you know, a discouraging comment, maybe somebody not believing in you, and you were so excited and you really wanted to do this. Or you could have had an expectation for yourself and then you fell short. And so you just said, the heck with it, you know, I can't do this. And then you know, all that negative talk and those self-limiting beliefs started coming in and you just gave it up. Like, have you ever done that, right? What was the one main thing that discouraged you that kept you from getting back up, right? And I say, we all get knocked down, right? And we all have setbacks, but your setback is setting you up for a comeback. And early on when I started this company, Inspired Living, my empowerment coaching company, I was also known as the comeback queen because that's truly what had happened. I had fallen down countless times and not only bruised knees, but it felt like, you know, broken bones. I was beat up, right? But I always came back. And I had a friend that was saying, you always fall forward. How is it that you do that? How is it? Well, you just get really good at coming back, right? But you, my friend, can come back too. You have had trauma. You have had, you know, struggles and challenges and setbacks, right? But we have those setbacks so that we can learn from them and we can find a silver lining and then we can come back even stronger with what we've learned from that, right? And so what's really important coming back from the comeback is that when we get discouraged, what's really essential is that we have connection and support to help us get back on track. And that's why I've created this group. That's why I've got my new Brave the Wilderness 8-week coaching program coming up. That's why I am creating my new Vibe Tribe membership club, is because we all need a sense of community, especially women, right? We are connected human beings, and that's what we really need is connection. We've really been missing this for so long. And so connection is essential. And when we're feeling socially isolated, it can actually make you sick. And I mean physically sick, because it makes us emotionally ill. And when our emotions take over our body, then we get physically sick. So it's this domino effect. So getting back onto the train, back onto the wagon to get ourselves healthy, let's start with that foundation, okay? So social connectedness matters, and especially in these days because of what we've experienced and what you've risen up from, my friends. Look at where you came from in the past 3 months, let's just say. Where were you then and where are you now? And are you in a different place? And what decisions have you made to improve the quality of your life because of just what happened, right? So we've all been isolated without a choice and for a long time. And this social connection that I'm talking about is more important than ever because it does affect our health. We are connected human beings, right? We want connectedness and we want to feel heard. And we want to be able to have a safe place to express who we are in our emotions and our goals and our dreams, and then get support from those around us, right? So the number one tool to get healthy is connection. Now, I know you probably wouldn't have thought that the number one tool to get healthy is connection, but it is, because it makes the difference for everything. It makes the difference for our mindset, our emotional state, and physical support around us, right? If you ever joined a group and you had a mutual goal, whether it was a triathlon or, you know, your first 10K or, you know, a weight loss group or even a book club, right? These groups keep us accountable and keep us on track. But what else do they do? Drop in the comments below, what else did those groups do for you? Did they provide support? Did they provide accountability? Did they give you encouragement to keep on going, right? Getting healthy is a team sport. It's no different than the rest of the groups that are created. Getting healthy is a team sport, and we all need support for success. And this is the number one proven fact about getting healthy, is that if we lack support and we lack, you know, encouragement and coaching, that's why coaching is so critical. When you set goals, we all need a coach to get us further, faster. Sure, we can try to attempt to do it alone, but it's going to take you longer and you're going to get off course more often than not. So why not just go for it if you're really committed and get a coach to help you escalate that and accelerate your results and get you to the end goal and be there to pick you up and encourage you and inspire you when you fall down so that you don't give up, but that you keep on going. And unfortunately, most of us lack support and encouragement, and it often ends in failure and feeling disappointed. And then we begin to talk badly to ourselves and beat ourselves up and then go back into that loop of limiting beliefs that you didn't succeed. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like that? Drop a yes in the comment below if you ever felt like that. And if you don't drop yes, you're lying, because everybody's felt like that, right? So everybody needs a buddy, right? And so when I was doing personal training and I was coaching women and men and ordinary mortals and competitive athletes, you know, everyone needed a buddy to help them keep and stay on track. And we may end up reflecting in the past and say, oh my God, I failed before. You know, that situation didn't work out for me. It's just going to work out for you. Or we all have a comeback story because we've all been knocked down to our knees, right? But if you want to live a life of greatness, it starts with commitment and a decision. And you have to say yes, right? Because the beginning of greatness comes when your contribution and your ambition becomes more important than comfort and ease. Nothing great accomplished ever was easy. It always takes work, effort, commitment, dedication, and other people. Like, no, nothing great that was created that happened, you know, in past history up until now was done by one person. No, no. The thought was created in one person and the idea. But to get on your game and stay on your A game, we need other people. We need coaches, we need team members, we need support. So even though the situation didn't work out in the past, does not mean, my friend, that it didn't work out, that it's not going to work out for you now if it didn't work out for you in the past. Because you know what? You are not your past. You are not your past, and you can begin right here, right now, with those goals that you have. Those setbacks are the past. They're there for you to have a comeback. And what I'm going to share with you tonight is the number one tool to get healthy. I already gave you a hint. I don't know if you missed it, but if you were listening, type in the comments below, what is the number one tool to help you get healthy? And not only that, we're going to talk about what should I eat, because I had some questions come in and they said, would you please tell me what should I eat? Okay. Another question that came in was, how can I eliminate my cravings? And the final question I'm going to answer tonight is addressing the popular myth around losing weight. And if you didn't have an opportunity to send me a question, then I encourage you to drop it in the comments below. And if I can't answer it, tonight, then I can answer it next week. All right? Okay. Drink your water. 8 ounce glasses, as many as you can drink throughout the day. Because here's the thing, you know, Hypertonia, you're not going to get that probably. You're not going to drink too much water. And now we're in summer and it's heat, so put a little bit of electrolyte mix in there. I've got a great product that I stir in. Put some mineral salts in there. Drop some lemon water in there, but drink tons of water. This, my friend, we cannot live without, but we do not drink enough of it. So cheers to you, and here's to drinking water. Next week, we'll talk about the 8 top points of thriving in life, and they are the pillars to having an incredibly optimal health panel. 8 pillars, and you're all doing them now, but they may be mixed up and turned over and maybe only 10% on this one and 80% on this one, but that's for next week, the 8 pillars of having optimal health. So maybe you've asked yourself in the past and you're asking yourself now, oh my God, I need to lose this weight, right? I put on the COVID-15. It's kind of like the freshman 15 when you go to college. So many people are talking about, oh my God, there's the fox. I just have to tell you guys, there's a fox in my yard and I love him and I'm filming and I can't bring him in. All right, this is great. Anyway, animals are a part of my life. You're going to hear all about them. So if you want to release that weight, have you asked yourself, what am I going to do? What is my plan? You know, how is this going to happen? What steps do I need to take in order to feel healthy, feel vibrant and joyful again, where you feel like you've taken back your life again, right? You've got control over your life. You know what's happening and you know what's going to happen tomorrow morning in order to reach your goals. So if you have a goal around transforming your health and you're wanting to step into wellness, having a partner or a group for support is going to be key. And encouragement is really critical to your success. The results of working together have been proven time and time again. It's factual that the highest rate of success is with those who are connected with others. Support and encouragement, and that's why I've got these groups, okay? I also have on my website, smarenga.com, a 7-day kickoff cleanse. It's got 7 modules, and it will walk you through with videos and emails on how to be successful. And you can get a buddy, and there you go. You've got a program. You don't have to figure it out. I also have a 30-day transformational challenge, and it's all online. So you can check those out at smarenga.com. But the results, again, of working together in a group in connection is high because of the social connections, because we thrive on social connections. So when you're in a group, you've got accountability. So think of it as a triangle, right? You've got accountability up at the top. And in the lower right-hand corner, you've got support. And then in the lower left-hand corner, you've got connection. So draw that triangle. Up at the top is accountability. And then you've got support and you've got connection. When you have accountability, it's great. And a group or a coach gives you that, right? So you show up and you're accountable. Once you have the accountability, then you feel like you've got support, right? Someone lifting you up and guiding you along the way. And when you have support, that feels really good and it feels empowering. And it feels like you're doing this with someone else and you're not alone. And then after that support, guess what happens? You feel connected. And because you feel connected, you step back into that accountability, you know, because you don't want to disappoint that person that's holding you accountable. And one of them is you. Right? So it's that beautiful triangle that works really effective to keep you on task, right? So that's why we often join groups and we want to be accountable and we want to be successful in what we're doing, right? And when we have daily actions that support our goals, that creates momentum, and momentum creates more action, which creates results. And that's what we're all about, right? Is wanting results. And we all thrive with connection. So here's the thing. The question is, what should we eat? Okay, this is a loaded question, but it is a simple answer. And if you want to work with me when it comes to your health, I invite you to go to esmarenka.com. You can schedule a health reset call and we can figure it out, right? We can make a plan for you and figure it out based on where you're at. So this is a very personal question. What should I eat? It's much easier for me to tell you what you might not want to eat, but then that, you know, but I can't do that without telling you what you do want to eat, all right? But what I first want to tell you is that it's very personal. What will work for you, Mary and Joanne and Jack and Susan, may not be the same program as what will work for me. There's all kinds of diets out there, right? You've all heard about them, especially if you're someone who's constantly on the wheel to lose weight or not accepting yourself for the weight that you're in and you just want to drop weight, you know, and there's a popular one for health. It's not necessarily for weight loss, but you can accomplish that too. There's paleo, there's keto. If you're doing any of these nutrition programs, drop in the comment below. Paleo, keto, Mediterranean diet, Whole 30, you name it, you got it. Weight Watchers is out there. But the best diet that I can recommend for you, and I don't mean diet like, you know, to contract and think that I have to lose weight. Diet is what you eat throughout the day. So I like to refer to it basically, you know, as a nutrition column, as your nutrition plan, because it feeds our body, right? So what is your nutrition plan? Drop in the comments below on what your nutrition plan is. But the best one, you ready? The best nutrition plan, the best diet for you, is the one you're committed to, the one that you're going to do. Because I can give you all kinds of ideas, but if you go, Shelly, that doesn't resonate with me and I can't do it, and I tell you, oh, you got to do it, this is the only way, it's not going to work. It's like going to a gym, buying a membership at the first of the year or in June, but it's, you know, 5 or 10 miles away from where you live. There's some deer. Hi, you guys. Or it is not close to your work. And so, you know, a gym is like real estate, right? If it's going to work for you, it's all about location, location, location. So that's a tip for the gym. But getting back on track, the best nutrition plan for you is one that's going to work for you. And the foods that you want to avoid if you really want to build optimal health is dairy, products with antibiotics and hormones, processed meats, processed foods altogether. If you want to, and sugar and, you know, artificial flavorings and artificial foods. So you want to avoid all those. And what you want to do, and I've been teaching this for 25, 30 years, is, and the stores are still the same. If you shop the perimeter of the grocery store, you're going to hit the most active live foods in that store. And you really don't have to go down the lines unless they really shook it up on you. Like Trader Joe's is a little bit different, right? But so you have produce and you have greens and you have plants. Up those to about 60% of your intake, right? For meats, you want grass-fed beef, clean meats, humanely raised, right? So sustainably raised, you know, pork, chicken, beef, wild fish. Only wild fish if you don't want a lot of junk that comes along with it, right? And then most people are limiting in grains. And if you haven't ever read the book, Wheat Belly, I think it's called. It's an incredible book about grains, all right? But here again, I want to quantify that grains may work great for you based on your heritage. We do have DNA imprints. And that really has an effect on what resonates and sits well with our body. And the more in tune we get with our body, your body will tell you what foods that you want to eat, what foods are going to be most beneficial for you. And that's through trial and error, right? And, you know, I know someone who's only eating meat. And then I, you know, there's vegans and vegetarians. But it's all about health. It's not about what diet is trendy or what's working. So the best thing and the first thing to do is get in tune with you within. Get in touch with your soul. Get in touch with your spirit. Your body will tell you what it needs. And if you've ever been pregnant, and, you know, I'm speaking to women here, but those of you listening to me on YouTube, maybe you haven't been pregnant if you're a man. But here's the thing. Another example is if you're an athlete and you're working out, you're so in tune with your body that it will tell you what you need. And then you just go and eat that. When you're pregnant, a lot of times our body says, oh my gosh, you know, I remember when I was pregnant, I hadn't been eating meat for like a year before. And all of a sudden I just wanted a cheeseburger, you know? And I wanted to eliminate caffeine. I was just listening to my body and doing what it was asking for and wanting. So that's really the best piece of advice I can give you when it comes to what should I eat. Begin to listen to your body. And I know you won't be able to hear it right away, but I can tell you that if you reduce carbohydrates and sugars and anything artificial and processed and increase plants and vegetables and more plants and more vegetables and summer fruits, enjoy them, but just watch the sugar intake. And some people can eat nuts and those are okay. That's a good place to start, okay? The next question that someone submitted today was, to lose weight, is it true that you have to eat less and exercise more? And I could tell you that there's nothing further from the truth, and that is bad advice. In order to lose weight, it's not about eating less. And it's not about exercising more, because believe me, I've had clients come to me, you know, when I had my personal training studios and so forth. And if we didn't address their diet, they didn't typically lose the weight, and they could be in the gym for 6 hours a day. And maybe you've seen that on some of the programs like, you know, Big Fat Loser or whatever it's called. And, you know, but if you ever heard what happens behind the scenes, it's brutal. And no one can live that way forever, right? So when they get off the program, then they not only gain the weight back that they lost on The Biggest Loser, but then they gain more. And this is just a dreadful cycle that goes in and does not serve your body at all. So here's the thing. You want to turn your body into a fat burning machine, and you can do that by eating good fats. And I neglected to isolate them in particular when I was mentioning to you what good things that you can eat. Good fats are top of the list too. Good fats, because it's great for mental focus. It's great for your brain. It's great for health and energy for your body. And you can fuel yourself and feel good, you know, by eating good fats. It's olive oils and avocados and nuts and cashew butters and almond butters and things like that, right? Good fats. Good butter, 100% grass-fed butter, Kerrygold, you know, cheese. Good fats are so important for us. And that is where you should really consider going when it comes to your diet. So eating less food, no, that's not going to be the ticket. Eating the right kinds of food that resonate with your body is the best idea to try and lose weight, and to not graze throughout the day, because that messes with your blood sugar and your glycemic levels and all of that. So I love intermittent fasting. I don't eat until, you know, 12 or 2. And then I break my fast with, you know, protein and vegetables, and then eat another meal at night somewhere around 7 or 8. So I'm not grazing throughout the day. You don't want a snack. That's not good for your blood sugar. It's not good for losing weight. And you want to become a fat burning machine. And I can share with you how to do that. Just, you know, schedule a health reset call. But one of the best ways to start is to cut out the sugars and cut out the carbs, take in the fats, consider doing keto to get a kickstart, or paleo, and you're on your way. You're going to drop the weight. You're going to feel amazing. All right. And all that's outlined on my other programs. And the last question I want to address, because I don't want to go over, is how can I eliminate cravings? And you know what? We all have cravings. We all have cravings, because they come from four different sources, right? So one of them is bacterial, and it's based on the bacteria in our body, whether it's good bacteria supporting us or not so good bacteria because there's too much sugar happening in our body. And the other one is nutrition. And then the other one is emotional and physical. And so nutrition, what that's all about is, you know, so many of us are undernourished but overfed, okay? And what that basically means is we're eating foods that are processed, box foods, canned foods, snacks, sugars, treats, and that is huge on calories, you know, that really racks up the calories, right? But not nutrition. They're like nutrient They're not nutrient dense. They're nutrient deficit, right? There's like no good nutrition in any of the junk foods and the processed foods. So stay away from those. But nutrition is really important because what we eat is who we are and what comes out of our mouth. And so that, you know, affects our cravings. If we're going to eat a lot of the addictive foods, because the food manufacturing companies got really good at finding the precise amount of sugar and fat to put into the foods, even hidden in the ingredients, right? Label reading is maybe something that we'll do on one of these sessions, but it's so important because there's so many hidden ingredients we don't even know. And by the end of the day, you've ate, you know, 600 milligrams of sugar or something. It's crazy. So nutrition is really important. And label reading is really important too. Then emotional eating. You know, I've had clients come to me and confess and kind of, you know, drop their head in shame and say, you know, I really feel like I'm an emotional eater. And I, you know, I eat when I'm sad, I eat when I'm mad, I eat when I'm depressed. And they're very shamed about it. And I just want to let you know that we're all emotional eaters, right? We're all emotional eaters. We're run by our emotions oftentimes, unless we do a double check awareness. Where are we at? You know, check in. But here's the thing. If you're an emotional eater, have some awareness when you go into the kitchen and you open the refrigerator and ask yourself, what are you there for? Are you hungry? Or are you bored? Or are you sad? Are you mad? You want comforting food? You want some ice cream and chocolate to make you feel better because you just got in an argument? You know, ask yourself these questions to get in tune with yourself and then answer them. But we're all emotional eaters and we can get a handle on it once we know what's driving that emotion to eat, right? And then the last one is physical. It's like, well, the question I have for you is, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? Because we're all physical beings, right? And I often talk to, you know, my clients and y'all that, you know, fueling is food. Food is medicine. But food is also a really part of social engagement. You know, I was talking to my daughter about it the other day, and she's going, why is everything always around food? And, you know, it's not a bad thing because we're social human beings, and it's kind of an intimate way to share, right? From being able to sit across the table and enjoy something so nourishing and such a blessing that we have, you know, all this beautiful food in front of us that was made and grown with you know, these hands. I mean, there goes a lot into the food that ends up on our plate. And that's why I feel that blessing our food, right, before we eat, it's been shown that it actually like changed the molecular structure of our food. And when it gets into our cells, you know, nourishes us on a higher level. And so cravings come from physical too. You know, how do you want to feel? And how do you want your body to feel after you eat that food, right? So the number one tool to maximize our health comes full circle right now, back into connection around eating around the table, right? And so I want to leave you with this. If you are ready to transform your health, if you are ready to feel better, to feel great, and you don't have to feel bad to feel better and to feel great, then do it now. Don't wait. Don't wait for, oh, after the graduation, after the wedding, after the vacation, after this, after that. Wait for someday. Don't wait for that, because someday may never come. Create day one on your calendar, and if you want some support and guidance, schedule a call with me. Go to smarinka.com. There's a little bar up there. This is scheduled. Just schedule a call with me. You can also find me on Instagram under Shelly Marenka. You can find me on YouTube, Inspired Living with Shelly Marenka. I've got all kinds of videos on there and some in wellness. This one's going to go up there. And on my podcast show, I love talking to you all and seeing you all and inspiring you all on my podcast at Inspired Living. Podcast show with Shelly Marenka. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I know you could be in 100 places. I want to thank you for tuning in even post-broadcast. God bless you. Remember to power up your potential. radically shift your health, and love yourself more, my friends. I love you. See you on the inside. Remember to join us in Women Wanting More, the private Facebook community where women wanting more, get more, create more, and live more fully. And that's your inspiration for today, my friends. So, all right, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Are you inspired now? Are you motivated to move? Are you fired up to take action? If you loved it, make sure you do me a favor and go out on social media somewhere and share this episode. Post it somewhere. Add a hashtag on Instagram and share what you loved about this episode. And remember to hit subscribe and hit that little bell button so you don't miss a thing. And also, I'd like you to join us in the Vibe Tribe. So just go to smarenka.com and you'll be included in all the latest updates on how to live an inspired life of freedom, happiness, and empowerment. Thank you so much, my friends, for listening. I look forward to you joining me on the next episode of Inspired Living Podcast Show with Shelly Marenka. And remember, be extraordinary, follow your heart, and love yourself more, my friends.